The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. Good morning, everybody. Oh, wow. Hey, look, the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. And I'm here today with Sue.
Good morning.
I'm hearing.
What does that sound? It sounds like water, like the dam almost. I have no idea. We're going to work on it in here. I think it could be this fan, so I'm going to shut it off. So
well,
give me a second.
That's a good idea. And then give us the what the weather looks
okay,
like.
Okay, there we go. I know it sounds like water running.
What was that?
You know, speaking of water running, how about Keswick Dam? They're increasing releases today at Keswick Dam. So if you are downstream, just be aware of that. They're going up to 40,000 cubic feet per second. Up from 30,000 cubic feet per second, so be aware. Today in the North Valley, sunny skies and warm temperatures with a high of 72 and a low of 49. For tomorrow, a 20% chance of showers and a high of 66 and a low of 47 under partly cloudy skies. Sunny for both Friday and Saturday with a high of 74 for Friday, 76 for Saturday. Overnight lows for Friday around 49 and 51 for Saturday night with a slight chance of showers. Rain possibly by Sunday with a high of 69. Mostly clear in downtown Reading. Already a beautiful day in the North Valley and 45 degrees.
There you go. Thanks. Hey, the weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is located, of course, in Anderson, and the you have discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business. Just give them a call, 365-3793. A couple things real quick here. Tomorrow, on April 11th at Igo Veterans Cemetery, Dorothy Huff, prisoner of war of World War II, and her husband Bruce, a Navy veteran of World War II, will be interred there in one of the niches they have for the cremated remains of veterans. This is going to happen at 9:30 a.m. with honors by the Navy. She was a POW at a very young age with her family in the Philippines and by the Japanese in a concentration camp for 2.5 years. Her rescue with the other internees was documented in a book and a movie called Rescue at Los Panos. And she and her husband died within a couple of weeks of each other.
You know, that happens when people are together for many, many years. And, you know, they're going to be greatly missed.
She's a speaker, too. She went out and spoke to many different places. I wanted to say that. That's going to be tomorrow morning at 9:30 up at Igo. Okay. Hey, I'm here with Dave Cox. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Thanks for having me.
Dave, of course, is the man that heads up KIXE. And it has continued the wonderful tradition of keeping the level of entertainment and service for our local PBS station up to the highest qualities.
Well, thank you, Carl. I'm excited that to come and talk to you today and share with your listeners an exciting event we're having tomorrow.
Okay, what's happening?
So, as you know, KIXE, local PBS provider, since 1964, we're always working hard to continue to make money to sustain ourselves, to continue to do the things we do for our respective viewing community, our listening communities, viewing communities. And tomorrow is our third annual Tri-Tip Drive-Through Barbecue event. And this is an excellent situation. And it's sponsored by Tri-Counties Bank, REU, Colt 45's Baseball. And we also always give a great shout-out to Ken at Kent's Meats because he gives us such a great deal. So what happens tomorrow, the 11th, Thursday, between the hours of 11 and 2, right at our station at KIXE down in North Market, you drive through, you get a complete, wonderfully cooked, delicious tri-tip lunch with all the fixings. Plus, in addition, you get a ticket to a Colt 45's home game ticket, and you get that whole package for just $10. And every penny of that goes to support KIXE TV.
Yeah, and these tickets for the Colt 45's are $6 a piece.
Yeah, so it's a real value, and yeah. We've added a couple of things this year. One of the things I wanted to do as we work on bringing communities together, which we like to do, is I asked for some guest servers, and they graciously accepted. So tomorrow, some of our guest servers, as you drive through, who will be handing your lunch, will be Reading Police Chief Roger Moore and Reading Fire Chief Colin Kreider and Chief Probation Officer Tracy Neal, and I'm working on, and I believe that the District Attorney Stephanie Bridget will also be there serving lunches, and our whole crew will be on staff to greet you and to thank you for your support, and we're looking forward to it.
They're
going to
be in costume?
I believe they're going to be in costume.
They always show up in costume. They're great at the, of course, the Reading Rancheria big event they have. Okay, now, we have some tickets here for this. I have two sets of two that I'll be giving away today. But this is going, all the money goes back into keeping our local station viable.
Yes, and
as you know, that there's been, you know, people in Congress and the Senate, the House and the Senate have brought up cutting funds to the public broadcast system.
Yeah, that seems to be an annual, recently an annual thing. You know, there's about $445 million at hand every year, and half of that is doled out to the small PBS stations and public radio stations. And I feel we have pretty good bipartisan support to keep us functioning. But, yeah, it's a concern every year.
Well, you know, it's just there is some parts of the PBS that are can be considered just way liberal with only one point of view. And but I look at PBS as being KIXE.
Yes.
My local station who presents shows and specials and documentaries and children's shows that you don't get anywhere else anymore on commercial TV.
That's correct.
And that's why I am such a strong proponent for our KIXE and for being supporting it, because we need to be able to support this, because you all offer something that nobody else has besides the Lawrence Welk show, which, of course, you talk about nostalgia there. I remember seeing that when I was a child at my grandmother's house. I mean, everything stopped on Sunday night or whenever it was on so she could watch that. But there's so many other great, great programming there. This is why I support KIXE. And I'm not crazy about some of the others and people, you know, direct competitors from radio with us that, again, you know, that my tax dollars are help them keep afloat. But I look at the small towns like us, not small towns, but towns like us who have PBS, and this is something we can support because the money stays right here.
Yeah, it stays right here locally, and we work hard to produce local content too, Carl.
That's absolutely true.
That appeals to our viewing community and is relevant to the issues of the North State.
Yeah, it's not things coming from all over. We do have a lot of local shows there.
Correct.
That are great. Yeah, I tell you and you know, we're going to pitch you a show anyway here. See if y'all are going to like it. But here's the chance, everybody. This is tomorrow, from 11 to 2. Just head on down to KIXE on North Market Street. You get tri-tip with all the fixings, plus a Coke 45s ticket, which is a $6 value right by itself. And all the proceeds go to support KIXE.
Yeah, every penny. This is an in-house thing. We do it, our staff. And we want to reach out to and thank a couple other people. You know, United Shasta is coming to help us. They helped us last year. They're a wonderful group.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, the good group at Reading Electric Utility is sending 10 employees to come volunteer.
I tell you, Dan Beans.
Dan Beans is a great guy.
He is a fantastic guy.
Yeah.
I think Dan Beans is you know, when I first met him, you know, because he kind of comes across as being very soft-spoken, but Dan Beans is a very intelligent, a guy that has a grasp of everything that's going on, and he supports our community in so many ways.
I agree. In fact, I've known Dan. Dan, you know, lives up near where I do, and I approached him about a year ago, and we had a discussion about PBS and KIXE, and he's been we do underwriting with them now, and he's been a huge supporter, and they did a phone bank for us last year at the auction, and you know, you had mentioned you're a big supporter, and I, you know, you and Linda come every year and graciously donate your time and talent to our auctions, and we know you're a big supporter. And we appreciate that. And
we want to keep KIXE here,
yeah.
And we need to do that, everybody. So just hey, you got to eat lunch. So go on down to the third annual tri-tip drive-through barbecue event tomorrow between 11 and 2. Now, if you need tickets, just give you a call over there at 243-5493, or can people buy them as they drive through?
Yeah, there's three ways you can get tickets. You can get them the day of the event. You can just pull right on up. We'll have somebody right there to issue your ticket, or you can call 243-5493 today and get your tickets, or you can go online to our KIXE webpage, and there's an icon that you can click on and order tickets online.
Okay. Hey, Dave, thanks a lot, and good luck, and we'll mention it tomorrow morning, too.
Carl, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Okay, here we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Adams and Speak Performance.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
A true tribute band, comprised of the best musicians and performers specializing in a complete Beatles concert production. Join us Friday, April 19th, as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes back Paperback Writer, The Beatles Experience, live in the Event Center. Hear the hits from The Ed Sullivan Show through the colorful Sgt. Pepper's years and on the rooftops of Let It Be. Performed with spot-on vocals, looks, and sounds, Paperback Writer is guaranteed to bring audiences the most precise experience of the Beatles. Remarkably authentic. Amazing vocals. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WinRiver.com. Tickets are just $15 each or a table of 10 for $130. A must-see show. Paperback Writer, The Beatles Experience in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, April 19th. A good time will be had by all. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app. Concerts are better. Concerts are better. At the river. At the river.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Excuse me. I had a phone call yesterday from a lady who said, "Hey, you know, you're off, and I want to make sure that you're back on for Mark Levin." I said, "Ma'am, did you know we have 96.5 too? Because 1460, we got hit with that storm, and we have to run down there and reset because it saves it. You know, the thing, we got hit by lightning. We got all types. Who knows what happened down there, but we have to reset the transmitter." And she said, "No." She wrote it down. So I hope, ma'am, is that if anything happens to one of them, you've got the other. We are doubling up here. So, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And he knows everything it is, anything about windshield repair. He's been doing it for, 25 years? It's a better-known business. Jeff Wurst is absolutely quality work. Get your windshield repaired by a master windshield repair specialist. You're not going to be disappointed. He guarantees his work for life, and he's not going to waste your time. If you can't fix it, he'll just send you on to another place he trusts. 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. I'm here with Joe Adamsons from Adamsons Peak Performance and Amy Dendis.
Good morning.
Good morning.
He is one of his trainers. Well, she's my trainer. Yeah, I know. She says it's you have to have a trainee to have a trainer. And I've been remiss for the last, you know.
You're coming back.
3 years. But we're at the epicenter of change.
There we go.
How you doing, buddy?
We are doing great. We're excited about Saturday.
25 years. Can you believe it?
Amazing.
It's hard to believe. 25 years of personal training.
You know, we talk about businesses that are hard or difficult. You know, and I can talk about the radio business, you know, starting that. But, you know, most businesses fail.
Right.
I mean, it's like what, 3 out of 5 in the first 5 years. And then by the 10th year, you're down to like 1. And then there's certain businesses, like restaurants, are gone. I mean, yeah. 2 years. But I have to imagine that training facilities have got to be in the high areas of failure.
Right. I think so. It's very competitive. When we first started, I think we were like the only studio or one of like two studios. Studios didn't even exist back when we got going. And we're now, as far as the single ownership and the same ownership, I don't think anybody's been in town, you know, under one ownership as long as Adamsons Peak Performance.
No, and there's a reason for that. And we want everybody to come down and find out why.
That's right. Yeah, we're looking forward to it. We want to show off what we got, and we want to show off our trainers. And we're actually going to have 10 special business guests there as well. Most of them are wellness and fitness-related companies that will be doing demonstrations and showing off what they do. So it'll be kind of a wellness fair at the same time.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be special.
Well, you know, when we talk about Adamsons, you know, because Linda and I both go there, we love this place, is that you walk in and it's kind of like getting into a family atmosphere, first of all, and there's no pressure.
No.
There's no pressure. There isn't. I mean, the only pressure you're going to get is Amy telling
do your
you,
exercise.
Do your exercise. And no, stand up straight.
Posture.
And some of your others are animals out there, I have to admit. One left me laying there one time in tears. In tears, almost. And
that was one crunch you did.
That was it. And I think I had to have a procedure after that. I'm not sure. But no, I'm just kidding about that. This is the best thing, is they start you at your level.
Yeah.
And then you grow from that. There's nobody there saying push another 50 pounds, because one, you get sore, you get beat up, and you just say, well, I'm not coming back tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm just too tired.
Right.
But that's not the way you all do it.
Right. Anybody can just beat you up, you know, and you know, work you till you're dead. We have Amy here that actually is our program director that does we actually start almost everybody with an initial fitness evaluation. So she'll do what's called a functional movement screen, see how they move. And Amy, you want to explain a little bit
of
that?
Yeah. No, the assessment's about an hour long, and within that we do measurements. We ask and check out what your goals are. We find out what kind of injuries you have, and then I do 6 movements that I look at to see how your body is moving, what muscles might be tight, what injuries might be affecting how you're moving. And then with that information, we share that with the other staff, and so we are fully aware of where you're at when you come in to start. And then we also help educate you and say, hey, you know, did you know you had this issue in your hips, and we need to work on this, and we need to get your stability going here before you build your strength there. So it's a really great tool for education, not only for yourself, but then for our entire staff.
You also have a 360 imaging.
Oh, yes. It's part of the assessment. Yeah.
It's part of the assessment.
Fit 3D.
You sit there, or you stand there,
mm-hmm.
and you stand with your arms kind of like, it's kind of like being in the x-ray at the airport, except your hands aren't above your head. They're kind of like down by your side.
Right.
And you turn in a circle.
Yeah.
And it takes a photo of you.
Yeah.
And then it shows you what your body looks like.
Yeah. It's an amazing technology.
It should be illegal. Okay. I just need to know.
Yes.
Can anybody hack into those photos?
No.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
No.
I looked at it and went, whoa.
And it goes to your email. That's the great thing about the Fit3D is it's not like it's not your information is written down on a piece of paper somewhere in a file cabinet. You go in there. You set up your account. Like you said, you stand on the platform. It turns 360 degrees. And it gives you an avatar image of yourself, but that only goes to you. It only goes to your email.
And what it does, too, is it does all the measurements.
Yes.
And it gives you, well, basic measurements.
Sure,
that,
yeah.
That,
but more.
But it tells you, I'm sorry, what?
It gives you your body fat, yeah. Your lean mass, your body fat percentage, tells you what you burn when you're at rest as far as calories. And it gives you all the pertinent information as far as, you know, hey, what's my waist-to-hip ratio? It gives you some other health indicators. So it really allows you to track your health and wellness progress.
Yeah. Well, you know, I had to do it twice because the machine didn't believe that my that my body fat was so low
right.
and that muscle mass was so high.
Yeah, I think it
when I did it.
Yeah.
In fact,
tweak the machine.
Tweak the machine right after that. Okay. Now, this is just one of the ways to help you get started. This isn't available everywhere.
No.
And talk about all the different things you have going down there and just daily.
Sure, absolutely. We've really gone from just personal training to really having something for almost anyone. I call it a hybrid gym. Because we literally, if you just want to come in and use the facility and just have a clean facility to use and train on your own, you can do that. Team training, which is large group training, has become a big part of what we do. It's 30 to 40 minute metabolic workouts that are really going to increase your cardiovascular fitness, your core strength, your agility. We do small group personal training now. We call it squad training, which is groups of 3 to 6 people sharing the cost of a personal trainer, brings personal training down to about a third of the cost of one-on-one. And we still do a lot of one-on-one. That's still our primary service. We have a women's transformation programs called Skinny Jeans that we've started about 8 years ago that have just been a complete home run. We've had hundreds of women come through that transformation program. And now we've gotten into fitness boxing, self-defense, and some things like that as well.
You know, it's been really interesting because I've been with Addison's for 11 years. And when I first started, we had a boot camp, a women's boot camp. And from that, we morphed into the transformational program, the Skinny Jeans transformational program. And it is by far probably my favorite thing that I do at Addison's. Having a group of women and watching them start from, you know, not having any knowledge about exercise or how to do these things, and, you know, 3-4 months down the road, and they're transformed, their bodies look different, they're shaped differently, and they're way more confident than they were when they walked in. I love empowering women that way.
You also give you also have access to a diet counseling.
Yes.
And all these things to help people that while you're working out, the best type, you know, how
yeah.
to, you know, and there's supplements that you can take before
oh,
you,
yeah.
before you, you know, like, I'm talking supplements like drinks, like protein drinks before you work out, and then there's some after.
Yeah.
To help build on what you're doing.
Yeah, we have a couple of really great programs. First of all, my degree is in nutrition, so that's where one of my my loves is at. So you can actually just book sessions with either me or Brooke and do personal, you know, nutrition sessions. But we have this amazing program called Precision Nutrition, which is a year-long based, actually it's an email-based program where if you've got 10 to 15 minutes to listen or read, you're going to get a daily nutrition lesson, basically. And it goes through habits. It's habit-based. It's not some fad diet. It's let's teach you how to eat well, but also incorporate your mental well-being and your physical well-being. So the program was designed by an exercise physiologist, a psychologist, and a dietitian. So it's really, really well-based, really amazing education you're getting from that in 1 year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? That's one of the reasons we like it down there. I mean, this is not just – it's not your, you know, it's not your daddy's gym. It wasn't the gym when I first started.
Right.
Where you went in there and everybody saw how they could – who could grunt the loudest.
Right.
And who could, you know, who could push the most iron. And it was, you know, like that. This is a gym that's well-rounded.
Yeah.
That offers – I think every type of training that you can get. I mean,
yeah.
Now that you've gotten into, especially because it's a big thing now, the self-defense type or the boxing.
Maria,
and,
yeah.
And that, you know, so, yeah, and you've got some.
We have a professional boxer on our staff, yeah.
I do not want to mix it up. So, Joe, again, this Saturday, though, this is your 25th anniversary.
Right.
And you want to invite everybody to come on down.
Yeah, we'd love to have guests down. All of our members are going to bring guests, and your listeners are welcome to come down. Again, we're going to have a about 10 vendors there that are showing off their services. We're going to have special one-day-only membership prices, so it would be a great day to sign up for a membership. We will also be doing tours. We're going to have Heritage Roasting Company there giving coffee, and so we'll have refreshments and so forth as well. So, and then we're going to give away about probably $4,000 or $5,000 worth of stuff.
Yeah, so, just coming in, you get a raffle ticket for the raffle stuff. Ooh, come on down.
Well, again, you know, and here's the thing is, you know, people might say, well, you know, I'm in my 50s, and
shocking. I thought you were 39.
Well. Oh, me. Oh, yeah, that's it. But, you know, and you haven't been working out for a while, or you've been, you know, you're at the, you know, you're in the office, or you're doing, and you think, well, I don't have time. It's going to take me 2-3 hours a day. Well, it doesn't.
No.
You go down there, and you have a good workout in 30 minutes or less, either, you know, and it includes so many different things. You're in, you're out. But what it does is, if Dr. Khan has said on this show, 30 minutes of walking, exercise, weight training a day,
yeah,
and you're going to live longer. Yeah. No matter what else, don't change anything else in your life, not your diet, not anything. You're going to live 5 years longer.
Yeah.
And
30 minutes a day, that's 2.5 hours a week.
Think about that.
That's a fraction of your week, and it's just – it's amazing. We're going to – you know, our goal is to add years to your life and life to your years. And I used to think it sounded cheesy, but – we can really change lives because it's a lot of times a life change starts with physicality. You go, oh, just a workout program. But a workout program changes them mentally and spiritually. And it triggers other change that actually becomes life changing.
Yeah.
And we're going to end on that one because find out more this Saturday down at Adams and Peak Performance, and you're at on C Street.
3050 C Street, just right off of Hartnell.
Hartnell, and if you start going up that little hill, as after you pass over Bocelli, you start to go up the hill, take that right, and you'll well, you can see it from the road there. And I tell you what, if you're looking for a place to start working out, and with people not pressuring you, but you know, but wanting you to be the best you can be.
Absolutely.
Adams & Peak Performance. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Cornerstone Community Bank is our sponsor for this segment, and they are truly professionals, but they're neighbors too. This is a community bank. This is a local bank here, and they want you to come down and experience how they're moving local dreams forward. In fact, our next guest is one of the people that Cornerstone Community Bank really wants us to talk about, and it's so apropos right now, since this is Child Abuse Awareness Month, and we're going to be talking about that. Anyway, Joe Adamson and Amy Dundas, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Carl.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. It's 7:32 in the morning. It's 54 degrees. It's going to go up to 70s today. It's going to be beautiful. This morning drive time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on. April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys and cowgirls. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is family night, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows and Red Bluff Dock. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Aaron Watson.
Never going out of style, I was thinking, wow, the sun is sinking low, we could go.
And Sunday is is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Your comfort and privacy is important, and products installed by Blindsided will improve the quality of life in your home. Enjoy the convenience of remote control power shades, blinds, or the elegant look of plantation shutters with expert installation. Comfort, privacy, and elegance in your home with expert craftsmanship from Blindsided. Call Bill today for an estimate at 945-3969. That's 945-3969.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Five words to that.
KCNR AM 1460. Good morning. You're listening to the Carl and Linda Show this morning. And Linda will be back later on. She is out and about. Today you can expect sunny skies and highs around 72 degrees with overnight lows dropping into 40s. We'll have your official weather forecast coming up at the top of the hour. It is currently 45 degrees in downtown Reading. Now, here's Carl Bott.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. Alliance Heating and Air, been in the business over 25 years. They're the ones that do our HVAC work. Any type of heating or cooling system, voted best in the North State. These people are just extraordinary. You can give them a call, Matt, Martin, and Pam, 221-2642, or check out their website, homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. Hey, I'm here with April Matthews, and it's very appropriate that she's with us today. April is Child Abuse Prevention Month.
Yes.
And April Matthews is a representative. Do you head this up? The council?
Right now, I'm the interim deputy director.
Interim deputy director for the Shasta County Child Abuse Prevention Council.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for coming today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you know, I can't figure child abuse. It's just not, it's like pedophilia.
Yeah.
I can't figure it out. I can't figure out where people are in this. You know, I can almost understand somebody that's drunk or on drugs doing something.
Mm-hmm.
I can almost figure that out. Not quite. But people who aren't.
Yeah, no, it's a
and they
tough
just systematically.
Idea.
And let me tell you the story quickly. And this is why I remember it's decades ago. And it was in Tennessee where a mother and father made their child, it was like a three-year-old, run back and forth as fast as he could, and they kept making him drink Tabasco and other things like this. And the child finally drops and dies.
Oh.
And I said, how could you do that? How could you systematically do that to a child and doing those things?
Yeah, it's a tough idea to even understand, especially, you know, myself, I grew up in a very nurturing, loving home,
yeah.
And so the idea of child abuse was completely foreign to me. And I've been at the council for 13 years now, and you know, the things that we've seen and heard has just been so tragic.
Do we have a problem here in Shasta County?
We absolutely do have a problem. Actually, in 2018, in our own community here in Shasta County, there were 643 children that had substantiated child abuse and neglect, meaning that it was investigated and proven to be true. So, and that number is staggering. It's up 32% just from 2016. So we had a drop in our child abuse here, and in the last couple of years, it's continued to rise.
Well, the abuse and neglect. Now, neglect is what's the definition of neglect?
So neglect is a caregiver's failure to provide maybe basic resources like housing, food, medical care, dental care, those types of basic needs. So they might not be providing all of those things necessary for that child.
But that doesn't mean that they were physically abusing the child or this. This could be a number of reasons for this.
Yeah,
right?
There's neglect is the most prevalent type of abuse here in Shasta County.
Okay.
And then you have, you know, physical, emotional, sexual abuse.
Okay. There's something called ACTS. Am I right? Is it CARE or ACTS? The one about the different things that happen to children when they're young.
Well, there's adverse childhood experiences, ACEs.
ACEs.
Is that there?
That's
there
it.
You go.
I was
yeah,
trying to combine different. I know. You know, that was really good.
Yeah.
April is staring at me. Her eyes are getting wider because she's saying he has a term that I've never heard of.
Oh, yeah. No,
you know, it's a term that Carl just made up.
Yeah, no. So. It's actually a very, you know, we're really wanting to get out this information about adverse childhood experiences. There was a big study done quite a few years ago between Kaiser Permanente and the CDC. And what they found was that families that or caregivers that had experienced as different types of abuse, maybe it was physical, emotional, or neglect, or even household dysfunction, they were more likely to grow up and have these adverse childhood experiences, which could have been maybe they're more likely to commit suicide, early death, diabetes, heart disease, all sorts of physical ailments as adults because of these experiences that they had when they were children. And this study, this adverse childhood experience study, was actually replicated here in Shasta County a few years ago. And
yeah, I remember that. We talked about that. We had that on the show.
And we found out that our numbers were worse here in Shasta County, way more than what we had even imagined. And so in looking at these adverse childhood experiences, we know that these things that happen when we're kids not only are affecting the kids, but it's also affecting us as adults. And so when you're talking about these, how you're not even understanding or comprehending how child abuse can happen, well, oftentimes they're from caregivers that have experienced these adverse childhood experiences when they were younger.
And did they think, has it become kind of a lifestyle, though? I mean, when you say adverse, can you give us some examples of that?
So, again, kind of this, like, if they grew up in homes where mental illness was prevalent or there was, you know, their mother was treated violently, there was divorce, they had an incarcerated relative, substance abuse, and, again, those other, you know, forms of physical, emotional, sexual abuse when they were
okay.
kids.
So this isn't things like, oh, the parents smoked. That's not – that doesn't get into – I mean, that may be, a, you know – because, you know, some people go,
yeah.
Well, you know, well, just because they smoke doesn't mean is that the child is being abused. Well, it doesn't mean that.
Right.
But we're looking at things that are serious.
What about
the, you know what, I'm going to take an early break because I want to get into other things here about how we identify it, what we can do to help, the things that were considered normal back 50 years ago, mm-hmm. 60 years ago. Maybe not so normal
right.
nowadays. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Red Bluff Roundup. Coming up soon, my friends, on the April 19th to the 21st. Yep. The largest three-day rodeo in the country with 600 contestants that compete for over $250,000 in prize money. You know, remember that this is Red Bluff is when they had the Challenge of Champions match for the 1987 World Bull Riding Champion, Layden Frost, and the 87 Bull of the Year, Red Rock, a hometown bull. And this was quite the battle. Went over several rodeos. And I think Lane won by one ride. He got bucked off, and he rode Red Rock. This is happening right there here in Red Bluff. Friday, the gates open at 5 p.m., and Aaron Watson is going to have a concert on Saturday, the 20th at 8 p.m. For purchase tickets, go to redbluffroundup.com. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with April Matthews from the Child Abuse Prevention Council of Shasta County.
Bless the peace and the children, for in this world they have no voice. They have no choice. Bless the peace and the children.
The 25th annual Safari Club International Banquet is almost here. Join friends, neighbors, and outdoor enthusiasts on April 27th at Wind River. Enjoy a great meal and numerous silent and live auction items, including a 25th anniversary commemorative rifle, guns, outdoor equipment, and a table of special prizes for the ladies. The Safari Club International's 25th annual banquet. For more information, call 474-5075. That's 474-5075. Safari Club International's 25th annual banquet.
Mako is back with another great deal, giving your car that shiny new Mako makeover. They're having a tax time special. Get 33% off a standard paint package. Bring your tax refund to Mako and make that faded, scratched, and weathered paint job look great again at affordable prices. Get quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Mako Warranty. Mako accepts all insurance and offers financing OAC with interest-free loans for up to a year. Come in today for a free estimate. Mako, America's Body Shop, on Crossroads Drive or MakoReading.com. Uh-oh. Better get Mako.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm here with Joe Adamson, founder of Adamson Speak Performance. You're celebrating your 25 years in business, Joe, with an open house April 13th, 10 to 2, at 3050 C Street. What's going on?
Come on down and take a tour of our amazing hybrid gym. We've got some sizzling one-day-only membership offers, and we'll be giving away thousands of dollars in gift prizes.
That's April 13th from 10 to 2 at 3050 C Street, Adamson's Peak Performance.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:48 in the morning here on the 10th of April, 2019, 55 degrees. Going to be a beautiful day today and tomorrow. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And 4 Winds Jewelry brings us a segment, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, right here. Linda's favorite place. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. I'm here with April Matthews. This is Child Abuse Prevention Month. And she's from the Shasta County Child Abuse Prevention Council. And we're talking about child abuse here in Shasta County. Mm-hmm. We've had over 600 cases. Mm-hmm. Was that when last year?
Just in 2008.
2018. Yeah. Now, that goes anywhere from physical abuse to neglect. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm sure that some of the neglect was due to economic circumstances.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when you're not able to make ends meet, there could be definitely some impacts. You know, we work with a lot of families that they don't have transportation. It's tough to get a job and have gainful employment.
Are there places there that children can be taken care of for free, like for dental? And I know medical, you end up in the emergency room, but dental and glasses and things like this, I mean, for parents that are really poor.
Yeah, for those that are struggling financially or those that fall within certain income brackets, you know, mm-hmm. there is the Medi-Cal program, there's partnership, there's different clinics that even offer, you know, walk-ins for dental.
Okay. So what I'm getting at, though, is the services are out there. We just have to, you know, they just have to understand that. And when we're talking about neglect, but in some cases, neglect isn't because of economic circumstances at all.
Right. There's many different factors that might cause a parent to not be able to provide those basic resources. You know, you have to look at kind of your hierarchy of needs in a family's home where basic needs is really on there. But if a parent doesn't have that transportation, if they don't have that support, if they don't have, you know, maybe they have multiple children and they can't take the bus with all of their children, and weather comes into a factor, and then you have their own maybe mental health and stress and just different things that are going on within their own lives that it's making it difficult to make those ends meet.
Child abuse isn't just in the lower stratus, though, lower economic stratus, is it?
It goes across all socioeconomic boundaries, that child abuse and neglect, absolutely.
Didn't I just see somebody was just, I just saw somebody put in prison around here for their death of their child,
mm-hmm.
and just, in, you know, just lately, and,
yeah.
and from this general area.
Yeah, there was a tragic death of a 3-month-old that they just went to prison. They were convicted, you know, and they talked about the stress of, you know, having an infant. And that's what ultimately led to the tragic death of that child.
Okay, so how do we help? I mean, how do we identify maybe a child that's being abused? I mean, if you go into, you know, friends' houses,
mm-hmm.
is there? I mean, like you said, it could be anywhere. So how do you identify maybe some abuse that's been there besides just marks?
Right. So, you know, and again, kind of that neglect piece is pretty hard to identify.
Mm-hmm.
Just if you have that feeling, one of the things that we do at the Child Abuse Prevention Council is we offer a free class about mandated child abuse reporting that we kind of talk through what some of those indicators are of child abuse and neglect and what to look for. But if you have that feeling, and that's one of those things that I say, if you feel like something isn't right, maybe it's alerting the right people to kind of come in and do some more investigation. And that can be really hard, especially
hard.
If it's a family or a friend. Or a neighbor. You don't want to be that person.
Yeah, because next thing, and then you think, do I want to have childhood or child protective services here?
Right. I mean, you don't want to ruin that relationship that you might have with that person. But
it's
not about that relationship with that other adult. It's about that child. And that's one of the things that we have to say is, you know, if you have that feeling, if you feel that that family or friend or neighbor needs that support and help, you know, maybe that's one of the first things you can do is offer that. And I think a lot of people are afraid and they're nervous to have those conversations.
It just choked me up. You know, that is a big thing
mm-hmm.
because you may not be sure. And you totally, because I remember this happened to my uncle. Gosh, back when we were kids, somebody reported them because mm-hmm. my uncle had a, you know, was vocal and he was getting after his kid one day. And the next thing you know, the police are showing up. Well, I was there.
Yeah.
And Uncle Jim never laid a hand on anybody, but he was vocal, World War II veteran. And we've been doing stupid things. And so he was telling us how stupid we were at that point. Well, somebody felt like they needed to call the police. Well, the police came and found out what was going on and just, okay, you may not want to yell in your front yard.
Right.
That kind of thing. Of course, that ruined that relationship. But I don't know if it's better, but it's better maybe to err on something like that?
You definitely want to err on the side of caution when it comes to protecting our children here.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely don't want to turn a blind eye and feel like that's a relationship that I'm willing to give up if they are angry at me for being concerned and wanting to provide the best support that I can as a friend. And, you know, we can do that in beginning, you know, small doses where you're offering, again, different resources to those that you're worried about. You can be that person to kind of come in and say, hey, I noticed that you're a bit stressed. What can I do to help? You know, being that good friend and neighbor speaks volumes. And that's something that I've noticed here that maybe is, I don't know if it's changed, but our social supports, our positive social supports are more fractioned these days, where people don't have anybody to call. In a world where we feel like we're more tied in with social media, where we know everything that's happening about people, we don't have somebody to be able to call and say, can you give me a ride to the store so I can get groceries?
Yes. You know what? That itself is a whole hour of conversation that everybody knows everything that's going on. I mean, I don't really care what you had for breakfast or what you're cooking for dinner. I don't care. I do not care. But if you want to put it on there, I just skip past it. But you're right. If you know, people in today's society, close friends are harder and harder to, I mean, it seems like it's tougher in today's society with all the things that are going on to maintain relationships. We are blessed that we have very close friends. That, you know, and numerous friends that I feel like we could count on and they could count on us if something happened. But you're right. I think people are being a lot more isolated. And now with that isolation, that even puts a little more stress on the family when things are happening. Like, oh, you know what? We can't go out tonight because, we don't have anybody to watch them.
Right. And it's not so that you don't have somebody to watch them. You don't have somebody to watch them that you can trust.
Yeah.
And I think that's another big part of it is that, you know, we might have those friends and social connections, but they might not be the best ones.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, a lot of the caregivers that we come into, they don't have those positive people to come in and really be there to help support them.
Now, teachers play a big part.
They do. They see our kids for many hours a day.
They're the ones, I imagine, that give a lot of the reports. Or they can identify potential abuse situations.
Yeah, they definitely are on the first line of kind of seeing our children every single day and noticing when things are changing. And
so you give classes. Is there classes that are given to teachers like at the beginning of the year saying, hey, child abuse, and then you just talk to all the schools?
You know, there's a big list. It's multiple pages long of those that here in California are mandated child abuse reporters. So teachers fall in that. Firefighters, paramedics,
and all that.
Even the people that develop your film are mandated child abuse reporters.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's one.
Do people still develop? My wow was. Do people still develop film? I shouldn't say that guy across the street.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
But do you give classes? I mean, are classes given so that the teachers can identify it? I mean, there may be subtle hints of this is what's going on.
Yeah.
Besides a kid coming in with a black eye or something.
Yeah, we do a mandated child abuse reporter training. We offer them monthly through our council, so anybody can come in and take one of those for free.
Okay, what do you want? We got like 2 minutes left. What do you want people to know? I know.
Well, you know, and just thinking about what people can do to get involved, again, being that nurturing parent, helping a friend, neighbor, relative that we talked about, get involved. You know, right now at the Child Abuse Prevention Council, we are doing our pinwheel gardens. In 2008, Prevent Child Abuse America came up with the pinwheel as a symbol of that all children deserve to live a healthy, happy lives. And throughout the United States, you'll see pinwheel gardens popping up in communities, showing that child abuse prevention is really important and that we believe in our children. And we have free pinwheel gardens at our office where people can come by, get a yard sign, get a bunch of pinwheels and a cool bag. And put those in their yard, maybe place of business, to really show that they want to support our children.
Mm-hmm.
So just being involved in those different campaigns is really important. And while we're the Shasta County Child Abuse Prevention Council, we are a nonprofit, but we also do a lot of prevention work here in our community. We have multiple home visitors. We serve hundreds of families a year. We would love to be able to just really let folks know about those resources, and they can go to our website. They can give us a call.
So give us the website.
It's www.shastacapcc.org. So
Shasta.
CAPCC for Child Abuse Prevention Coordinating Council.
Okay.
They can actually find us on Facebook. We have a good social media.
When you go home today, April, link to our Facebook page.
I will.
Because we have a bunch of people that watch it every day.
Yeah.
So that we can also put that out for people.
Great.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And a phone number.
It's 530-241-5816. And folks, even on our social media, as we mentioned that, if people want to take a picture of their pinwheel or a pinwheel garden, they'll be entered to win prizes and all sorts of amazing stuff.
Great. April Matthews from the Shasta County Child Abuse Prevention Council. This is Child Abuse Prevention Month here in April. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Hey, we'll be right back with the EDC.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump says he has no problem handing over his tax returns to Congress, but right now, there's no way.
While I'm under audit, I won't do it. If I'm not under audit, I would do it. I had no problem with it. But while I'm under audit, I would not give my taxes. There's no law whatsoever. Now, I will say this. I would love to give them, but I'm not going to do it while I'm under audit.
An impromptu news conference outside the White House this morning with the president also cheering the performance of the U.S. economy.
We have numbers coming from companies that are beyond expectations. The tax cuts are working very, very well. So we're very proud of the economy. Job numbers are as good as we've ever had. And more people are working right now than ever worked in our country before.
Mr. Trump congratulating Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu on his apparent election victory. The president says Netanyahu's reelection would bode well for peace with the Palestinians. And the president now on his way to the Houston area. Stay two of Attorney General William Barr's testimony on Capitol Hill. He's appearing today before the Senate Appropriations Committee, reiterating his plan to release an edited version of the Mueller report within a week.
I feel I have the discretion in these circumstances to make the report public as long as it's consistent with the law.
Barr explaining the redactions will be made in order to comply with the law. That being said, Barr insists he is committed to being as transparent as possible, says he's willing to work with Congress on releasing as much of the Russia report as possible. On Wall Street this hour, stocks are mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down about 14 points. The S&P is up 5.5. The NASDAQ, 36 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This Easter, Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
Boys, get off the ice!
He's been underwater for 15 minutes.
The odds were against her son.
He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please send her Holy Spirit to save my son.
Proved the impossible.
We've got a pulse!
On April 17th.
I don't believe John will survive tonight.
Discover the incredible true story.
You don't know my son.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
He is a fighter.
Breakthrough, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets, go to breakthroughmovie.com. Sight and Sound Theaters invites you to a special event. Come to movie theaters nationwide for 3 days only.
Noah, I will cover the earth with a great flood.
A flood?
You must build an ark.
Come on board for one of the world's best-known voyages in this original stage production filmed in front of a live audience.
Lord, thank you.
I couldn't have done any of this without you.
Noah, in movie theaters nationwide for 3 days only. For locations, visit noahevent.com.
Some of the debris has been recovered from the crash of a Japanese fighter jet. It went down yesterday off the country's northern Pacific coast.
Japan's defense minister says the wreckage that has been recovered appears to be part of the F-35 fighter jet's tail. The plane disappeared from radar shortly after taking off from a base in northern Japan last night. This is the first crash by an F-35 stealth jet outside the United States. Japan and its U.S. ally will be keen to recover the complete wreckage of the aircraft, firstly to discover what went wrong, and secondly to make sure none of the F-35's advanced stealth technologies get into the hands of rivals, such as China and Russia.
The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes in Tokyo. Japan partially lifting an evacuation order in a town near the Fukushima nuclear plant for the first time since the 2011 disaster. News and analysis at townhall.com. Some retailers are exploring whether Uber rides can help drive shoppers back into malls.
Uber announces the start of a voucher program that allows companies like malls or chain restaurants to hand out free or discounted rides to customers. Researchers say retail traffic has declined 2.3% over the last 2 years, in part because younger adults in big cities often don't have cars and don't get out to suburban malls. Uber's been testing the idea with hundreds of companies and various venues, including concert promoter Live Nation, the Golden State Warriors basketball team, and MGM Resorts. I'm Jackie Quinn.
An emotional Magic Johnson has abruptly quit as the Los Angeles Lakers president of basketball operations. Choking back tears last evening, Johnson said that he wants to go back to having fun. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, and I've got a couple other little factoids about Shasta Regional Medical Center we're going to throw out later. But good morning, everybody. What's the weather look like here, Sue?
Today, you can expect it to be sunny and a high of 72 with an overnight low of 49 with mostly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, a 20% chance of showers and a high of 66 with a low of 47 under partly cloudy skies. Good news for Friday and Saturday, sunny and gorgeous. A high of 74 for Friday, 76 for Saturday. Overnight lows for Friday night, if you're heading out and about, around 49 degrees. Overnight lows for Saturday night, 51. And for Sunday, increasing clouds and a chance of showers with 69 degrees. In downtown Reading, it's mostly clear and 45 degrees.
Okay. Hey, the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson. Chuck and Judy Kinney, who have won statewide awards for hiring veterans, is one of the small businesses hiring veterans. They continually hire veterans out there as they continue to expand. And you can give them a call at 365-3793. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. And so good morning. And I have some things. Let me just gonna tell you right away. I've got 4 tickets to give away for tomorrow's tri-tip drive-through lunch at KIXC. Now, I'll give them away in 2 groups of 2. So you can have you and one other person if you give us a call, 605-4567. And we'll take the first 2 callers here. And you have just scored $10 tickets to go through. Not only do you get lunch, but you get a ticket to the Colt 45's games, which are quickly approaching, and that in itself is just a great, great event, too. All this money stays in town with the with KIXE to help keep this station going. As you know, I'm not real crazy about government assisting different areas, but KIXE is worth the time and effort to go down there and support. They are homegrown. The money all stays here. They present programming that you'll never find anywhere on the commercial channels. So many things for the kids that are safe, that you can put a child can be watching, and you do not have to worry about Charlie Sheen talking about self abuse on the show. You can actually trust this happening. So give us a call, 605-4567. I have 2 sets of 2 tickets to this drive through tomorrow. The other thing I have, it's a sad story. I read in the paper. Elderly motorcyclist killed by wild turkey. He's driving down the road on his Harley. There's turkeys crossing the road. He slows down. One jumps up, flies over, hits him in the chest. Turkey's killed. He slides across the road, and he's killed. The part, being a turkey hunter, I thought, well, that's a tough way to get a turkey. But the other part that really hurt was they said he was elderly and he was 70. You know, that to me was the worst part of the story, not about the guy being it was bad about him being killed. But can you imagine this? You're driving your Harley down the road. I mean, you are just like, yeah, and then a turkey hits you in the middle of the chest. There's something wrong about that. I'm here with Tony Giovanello from Economic Development Corporation. He heads that up, of course. And Todd Jones, who's our entrepreneurial director. I mean, was that? I mean,
that's a sad story.
It's turkey season. Yeah. It's turkey season, and one of them got even.
Well, if you've noticed, since the fire, the turkeys have moved into the suburbs. It's actually unbelievable.
Yeah, well, you know what? And that's the thing is people go, what's so hard about hunting turkeys? I see them all the time. They use the crosswalks out at Tierra Oaks. Somebody sent me a photo of them crossing at the crosswalks. I said, guess what? It's not the same thing. Town turkeys are different than country turkeys. And woods turkeys are different than field turkeys. I mean, it's just – but you're right. They're everywhere.
Yeah, during deer season, I always have a big 4x4 buck in my front yard, pretty much all of deer rifle season, and I'm out in the middle of the Trinity Alps, and I can't find a dang
nothing
buck.
Nothing. You know, and then they come over, and, you know, and they poop all over your yard, and, you know, they're roosting on your house, on your fence, you know, they're drinking out of your swimming pool, they're knocking on windows. They come up because they see their reflection, so they just knock on the windows. People think they've got people in their backyard. No, they've got turkeys.
Sounds like a startup opportunity for somebody.
Turkey eradicate.
Hey, you know, there is a startup in town, kind of getting into, jumping ahead of myself, but it's called Authentic Sales, and they sell a product called WAG, which is it's kangaroo meat dog treats. And unfortunately, you can't actually purchase them in California because California outlaws kangaroo meat, but they have taken off like wildfire throughout the country. They export them, they import them from Australia because kangaroo is actually basically a pest in Australia.
Oh, yeah.
It's like roadkill.
There's so many of them. They need to find a way to get rid of them. And so this company out there has made this great product, and they're expanding quite well in the United States. So.
And it's ultra high protein.
Yeah, good stuff.
What's it taste like?
I don't know. I've seen it. I've held it in my hand, but
it makes me jumpy.
It doesn't smell real good, but the dogs love it.
It makes you jumpy. That's sad, and I'm laughing at it. The kangaroo treats.
Okay. Kangaroo treats. WAG.
That's yeah.
I think you can get it on. I think it's on Chewy. Yeah. I think it's on Chewy.com.
That's right.
Yes.
Hey, thanks a lot for Michelle and Mike for calling in here. I think it's Mike. You've won the tickets, and you can come by today probably or tomorrow morning to pick these tickets up since they're going to do it tomorrow at 11 o'clock at KIXE. Okay. All right. So welcome to the show. We missed last month for a variety of reasons. We had scheduling going on there because there was a lot of stuff going on right then. I had to hit, and then you all are busy, guys. So accept my apology, please. So what's going on, Tony? Who do you want to start with?
I'm going to start. Okay. We have an event that I've spoken a little bit about and we've been dreaming about for several years. But Startup Reading now, in partnership with the EDC, Startup Reading has kind of launched into its own nonprofit, really with the goal of networking with entrepreneurs, but ultimately helping them scale their businesses. So we're working with the EDC still. I'm part of both organizations. Most of my time, obviously, is with the EDC. But we're hosting our first annual venture conference on May 31st at the Sheraton. And what that is, we get a lot of examples and comparisons to Ben, but they do a lot of cool stuff up there. So they've done a venture conference up there for about 15 years. And a few years ago, it was the highest year in funding. They funded over $6.8 million between, I think it was a 7 or 8 startups that pitched at that event. So early stage, growth stage, social entrepreneurship, a couple different categories. But they have this big event. All entrepreneurs from all over the state of Oregon come in. The governor was there. All kinds of people were there with different funds and venture capitalists and private equity, and they fund all these startups. And it's really like almost a week-long event now. So we're going to do ours here May 31st. And this year we're going to give away a $10,000 prize. So it's not an investment. If you win the competition, we're going to hear 5 finalists at that event. One of them is going to walk away with $10,000 and potentially an investment from the local Shasta Angels, who are hearing all of the pitches now. So we're vetting about – we were at 18 last week. Now we're up to about 22. So I have to get all these people in front of folks to pitch. So tomorrow we're having pitch breakfast at From the Hearth from 7:15 to probably about 9, just down the street at the Market Street location. And we're going to hear 3 people pitch.
Market Street.
From the Hearth.
From the Hearth.
From the Hearth, right down the street.
Okay, yeah, they have a really nice meeting room there.
Yeah.
You know, From the Hearth, what a great group of guys that is.
Yeah, and the Chicken Shack now that he opened up, it's
Was that? Well,
it's amazing.
Well, I'm going to talk to you something about during the break here. Hey, we got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day. You want somebody that you can trust, somebody that's bonded, somebody that's insured, and somebody that knows what they're doing, taking care of you or your loved ones. Well, it's Home Helpers. Sharon Clark, give her a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readyhomehelpers.com. There's no place like home. People are happier there. We'll be right back with Tony Giovanella and Josh Todd Jones from the EDC.
Get your morning update with us,
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Gather your friends and family to share a meal. Elements inside Wind River Resort and Casino is offering Easter brunch and dinner on Sunday, April 21st. Brunch 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. includes a carving station with prime rib, baked ham, crab, a waffle and omelet station. Assorted sides and desserts. Dinner buffet 5 to 9 p.m. includes prime rib, baked ham, and more sides and desserts. For full menus and prices, download the Wind River app. Children 5 and under free. Reservation suggested. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. Leave Easter brunch to us. Real people, real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
Absolutely fell in love with everything about the facilities here. The kitchen crew is awesome. The meals are wonderful. I find it interesting as I look around the dining room how every table seems pleasantly happy. I mean, they're not just sitting there eating. There's conversation. I mean, everybody here, everyone that works here has treated me like I am special. I mean, it's just amazing.
Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and ask me how you can have us pay for your move or how you can save $1,000 when you move in. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell Avenue, or check out our website at river-commons.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hope everybody's having a great day. 56 degrees out there at 8:19 in the morning. And this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Give Judy a call, 221-0441. Been in this, doing this since 1993. She handles our life insurance because we trust Judy Maxwell. She's a great person to do business with. And speaking of other people we trust, we got Tony Giovanella here from the Economic Development Corporation and Todd Jones, who is the entrepreneurial director of the EDC. And we just talked about we're getting ready to have a huge event. And I pitched an idea startup to them during the break. And Tony's still not sure I'm serious or not, and I'm not sure I'm serious either, but I think that there's a possibility for this. But do you think that I could find an angel for that?
Maybe. I mean, it's a scalable company. I mean, what's the gestational period for goats?
Yeah.
You're going to multiply your herd.
It doesn't cost a lot for that. I mean, they're out there like, you know, little goats. Anyway, okay, moving on. Good morning, guys. Stillwater.
Yes, Stillwater. One of your favorite topics.
Well, you know,
and a very important topic.
We talked about this. Kid Murray was in here yesterday, mm-hmm. and we talked about Stillwater. That when people make these plans, it seems like a great, great, great idea.
Mm-hmm.
But then when it takes a long time to get it started and keep rolling, things change. But once it's started, it's hard to stop it. So now we have how many acres out there?
300 buildable acres, 700 total acres, including all of the open space that's required to meet the environmental requirements.
Really? And how do you keep that open space clean? Do you have to go out and mow it?
Well, we'll talk to you later about the goats.
Grazing permits.
There's already cattle out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, there is cattle. Yeah.
Okay. And they probably paid to have their cattle there because it's probably a good place. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, so water's making revenue every year.
There you go. How much?
Grazing permits. I'm not sure what they are.
Was it like $1,000?
No, I think the city gets $5,000 a year for that person to have the ability to graze on that land.
Chortle. Okay. So what's the latest out there? I mean, we know that there's that strawberry. Have they ever done anything out there yet?
No, they haven't. You know, they own that Parcel 7 out there. It's about 16 acres. And I think I've talked about this before, that their business cycle is kind of opposite everybody else.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, when business is good, development happens.
Mm-hmm.
When business isn't good, people want strawberries to plant, right? So
yep.
And since the economy is good, you know, they're kind of in the opposite.
Oh, really? I did not realize that.
Yeah.
It seems to me is that if people have more money, you want more strawberries because, you know, it's not considered a requirement, but they're really nice to have.
Yeah, it's more that, you know, the land as an asset.
Okay.
What's the potential return on that asset?
Can they sell that land?
Sure they could.
Okay, so they own that land. If they want, if something big was happening, they could just turn around and sell it.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, so Pace Engineering, we'd heard, was looking at it out there.
Yep, that's something that's still ongoing, and they're talking directly to the city
mm-hmm.
about that. So
we also heard that this new and I want to ask about this new city park fee
mm-hmm.
impact on business.
Yeah, of course. Any additional cost will be, if you would, a consideration in making an investment. So you know there. You know, this is something that the EDC has not taken an official position on because we are a nonprofit, you know, a 501c3, and therefore, you know, we don't necessarily lobby or do anything like that. But some of our members were engaged in this discussion before the decision was made.
Mm-hmm.
And now that it is, that's the new playing field, and we're going to do our best to still entice people to develop.
I heard Pace was starting to think about pulling back because of the new construction fees.
Well, anytime there's added costs, you know, if you've kind of got a plan and you're going down a path, and then something
and you've already
changes.
Got the money and doing all this, yeah, and there's a change.
It's a consideration, right? And it's like anything else. So when people are going to develop, they basically have capital, and typically they're developing to make money. So if costs go up and their return potentially goes down, they look at other alternatives. Some of them may not be development. We hope that doesn't happen. But anytime there are cost increases, that's a possibility.
Okay. So do we have any – I know you can't talk specifically, but are people still interested out there?
Yeah. You know, actually, and you know that our economy, there's a latency effect from the Bay Area to Sacramento, and, you know, we are still accelerating in our economy.
Boy, we are.
It is unbelievable. And actually, the activity, although much of it is early, we've had more activity on Stillwater in the last 2 to 3 months than we've had in the last 2 years. And that includes some of our stealthy projects that, you know, we can't talk about. We actually have one company who's planning a visit in May. We have another company that we're shortlisted. And then over the last 2 months, we've had a number of consultants call us in the areas of food processing, in the areas of secondary forest products. Not that kind of food processing, actually real food processing. and also even another engineering company. So we're having these dialogues early stages, but the interesting thing is these people are searching us out. And the reason for that is the vacancy rate across all of California, okay, is very, very low. And it's hard to find buildings. And people are saying, okay, if we can't find existing buildings, we've got to develop. And as much as we complain about the cost, this is still
We're still a gem up here for that.
That's right. So and we still have a work, even though everyone says, you know, workforce, and it's a focus of ours, we still have an ample workforce for companies. So we're being sought out. Now, will we be able to close those deals? We don't know what else they're looking at, but
you want me to give them a call?
Yeah. And if we tell them about the goats, that might, you know, just entice them even further.
I don't know if that'd be better or worse. You know, say, well, yeah, the startup business that won the big prize was a goat farm. was a non-toxic green method of taking out the ladder fuels around all of Redding and other areas, and it won first prize. It's because it's the business plan that counts, and it can grow easily. Double in size in 6 months.
So okay. since we're talking about, you know, the opportunity in our economy that's growing, you know, I should share with you that there's been a recent article. It was a study published by Business Facilities Magazine, who basically publishes information about expansion all over the U.S., and they rate large cities, medium-sized cities, and small cities. Mm-hmm. And the small cities are hundreds of cities.
Sure.
And we've been like up at the, you know, at the far end of that for a number of years, working our way up. And they published their 2018 results, and Reading finished in the top 10, Reading MSA, you know, our metropolitan statistical area, for job growth. We were number 7 out of those hundreds of small cities. Mm-hmm. And this is the one that's even more exciting. Number 8, for economic growth potential.
I think
so
that's great.
We're on the map. People are going to see that all over the country and even all over the world and say, what's happening there?
Yeah.
Should we take a second look?
I think that we should. Now, Jake Mangus, head of the Chamber of Commerce, is going to be on Friday. And I can't wait to talk to him about this. He just put something out. It was called the 2030. And I'm going to let him talk about it, but you two have also read it about all the things that are going on in Reading, and I can't help but think that impacted on that study they did. You know, they look at what's going on here, the growth and all the things that are happening. And we've got a lot of, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars worth of construction, and construction means jobs. And then after you have the buildings, then that means jobs and new businesses and all this.
Yeah,
I think this is going to be the epicenter of change in Northern California, right here, but I mean bigger than it is. I think we're going to see this coming in.
You know, I mentioned a couple months ago that there was new federal data that's starting to actually look at areas like ours instead of just states and larger that showed that our manufacturing sectors, when you look at the GDP growth of manufacturing across the country, it was fabulous, 2.8%. But in our Reading MSA, it was 10.6%. So there's all these data points all over the place. And by the way, that ties very well to the job growth that we've seen and in manufacturing specifically, and then all the different kinds of job functions which support manufacturing. So it's exciting.
It is. And, you know, we've got a college here, Shasta College, that is working with different parts of industry on how they train their people. All the, you know, people in their service, the service industries are looking for people. And when I say service, I mean like the technical fields. The technical fields, welding, plumbing, electricity, all of that kind of stuff.
Advanced manufacturing.
Yeah.
We have a lot of everything. Great programs out there.
Okay, we got to take a quick break. I'm here with Tony Giovanella and Todd Jones of the Economic Development Corporation. And we just got some really great news on that. Finally, Reading's being recognized nationally, internationally as a place to grow, maybe to take a look at coming here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, as of now, as of yesterday, the time in the emergency room was under 30 minutes. Under 30 minutes in the emergency room, and you were in and out in an hour and a half or less. But the time you saw somebody, a professional there, was under 30 minutes, and it's sometimes 15 to 18 minutes. Plus being in now the top 10 hospitals in the country when it comes to safety in the hospital. I mean, that's a big thing. So Shasta Regional Medical Center, they've done so much. Caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back after these messages. 8:31 in the morning here. It's 57 degrees going up to 72 today.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks.
Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM, which, by the way, is blasting everywhere in 1460 AM, which continues to blast in most places. Your talk radio, your adult talk radio. I'm not too sure about adult sometimes. Good morning, everybody. It's 8:35 in the morning. It's 58 degrees, going up to 72 today. It's Wednesday, the 10th of April. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Ware Barbershop. You know, I have not missed making this announcement in every time we're on the radio, every day, because they've been with us that long. In fact, they were with me at the other station I was at. For that short period of time I was there, Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, takes appointments now, man's last stronghold. I'm here with Tony Giovanella, the president or the CEO of the Economic Development Corporation here in town, and, of course, Todd Jones, who heads up their entrepreneurial division. And what I just did when I told my people is to capture everything you said in that last segment about the magazine and all those things that – we can say how cool it is here. And, okay, well, that's what Carl and Tony say.
Well, you know what I love?
But this is outside agencies making that decision, saying we're in the top 10 places for.
Yeah, for job growth and for economic growth potential.
And this is an international magazine.
Yeah.
So when you think about that, for job growth and so people would say, okay, job potential. They would bring in industry here, light industry.
Well, what I love about it is we're also starting to get a reputation as a well-rounded community. The number three GoFundMe city last year for donations to GoFundMe.
For helping people.
Yeah.
And then Little Car Fire helped on that one.
Earlier last year, the number two staycation place. Why would you go on vacation if you lived in the Redding, California area? This is unbelievable stuff. It's fabulous.
I can tell you this: if you want a boat from Holiday Harbor, you better be calling right now, because one of the best years they ever had was like 2 years ago. And he says we are so far beyond that right now, you know, since with the lake being so high and all of this fishing, camping, hunting, it's got it all. It's got it all.
We're firing on all cylinders.
Yep. Now we have to, you know, recovering from the car fire. In the campfire. I mean, we do have some devastation out there, let's just be honest. But still, there's still, you know, that it's being cleaned up, and the lake this year and Whiskeytown this year are just going to be fantastic.
So let's talk about one example of, you know, somebody rising from the ashes. Okay, so there was somebody who had a company. They were in the aerospace industry, and they had a shop and a house that both burnt during the fire. Mm-hmm. And they have basically went out and bought new equipment. They've located their business here, you know, more in the center of the city, and they are rebuilding. They also put up a Kickstarter, okay? And this was about 3 weeks ago. And they're making, I have it in my pocket, and too bad we're not on your video yet, but they make these little aluminum wallets. and they put up a Kickstarter for $5,000. They're selling these things for $37, and you can put 8 credit cards and some money in there, and they just slip and slide in there, and they're already up to $14,000 on their Kickstarter. And I got to train you on the usage. But
you might want to count those credit cards. Now that I say, okay, this something is smaller than, well, maybe a deck of cards. It is about the size of a deck of cards.
Yeah, and it's called the Slip Wallet, and the company is Stow. And I recommend go on Kickstarter and search for Slip Stow. And what you're going to see is you're going to see the product, but more importantly, you're going to see two videos. One is a video by the founder of the company where you can see, you know, his return from – you know, this disaster to building this product. And then his young son, who is still in high school, created this unbelievable marketing video. And I was so impressed with it. It just shows me how much talent we have in our area.
Well, you know, also, this looks like it has those types of RFID reflectors on it, so they can't read your credit card.
It doesn't yet, but that's a potential model.
But
for
that
him.
It looks like this. You know, I've seen it. This is what it looks like. So,
well, you see that little piece on the back? That actually is a magnet. That black piece on the other side, and that can stick to your phone, so you can just stick the wallet right to your phone.
Oh, why would you do that?
Easy to carry. People put it in one pocket. All I'm saying is, there's a lot of creativity out there, and you know, there's a lot of people that just, you know, take the worst circumstances and create great things. And that kind of builds on another event that we had. I think it was on March 28th. We have this Grow Manufacturing Group for manufacturers. It's the collaborative. Mm-hmm. But we've known that there are a lot of makers in our community, smaller companies that, you know, are creating and building things. So we brought the two of those groups together. And we've had a website called Made in Shasta where we're kind of focusing and showcasing things that are made in Shasta County. So we had an event. We actually brought in a speaker, Elena Powell from Humboldt Made. They've been doing this for years, and it's been very successful for them. And it was really great. You know, we kind of had things up on the wall so manufacturers and makers, even though they use different words, could see how similar they are. Mm-hmm. And what we're trying to do is encourage a collaboration of those makers. And Todd's talked about some of those makers who are successful. Maybe just touch on them one more time.
Yeah, I mean, well, Stow's a big one that's getting started there. Some of the other makers that we have, Turbines for Tots, who I think I've talked about in the past, Jenna Zent, she makes baby headbands. And she's sold, I think she's selling somewhere around 5,000 or 6,000 a month all over the world. She's got, I think she's up to about 14 employees, has a space here. And she just started making these bows. She saw a need in the marketplace for non-sparkly pink ones. She wanted like really kind of more trendy, modern ones, and she's made a great business. It's been really amazing. The Crowning Jewels just down the street on Pine Street, they have a storefront right across the street from the Tide House. So if you know where the Tide House is, which I do pretty well, it's right across the street, and it's a beautiful building. It's the Wild Card Tide House. That's the
So you just said Wild Card.
Yeah. So they make all the jewelry there, handmade. She's about at 16 employees, and she has a storefront there, and she's selling a lot of her products online. But now it's great to have like a real public storefront. So just a lot of amazing people making great things, and really feel like, well, maybe it's, I think there's a lot of people that feel like this maker community, these people that are making handmade products here locally, you know, they are adding a lot to the economy, not just through their jobs, but they're selling internationally. They're in retail stores all over the country. And they're just creating this new, you know, workplace. We might not have another Sierra Pacific here in the next, you know, 10 or 15 years, but we're certainly going to have a lot of these small manufacturers that are really making a big impact here locally.
Yeah,
so it's really exciting.
And those aren't the only ones, because I've run into people that made things for the medical industry, you know, like testing kits or things made them out of the garage, and they were selling internationally. I mean, thousands of them, so they had to expand out.
There were probably about 20 of these makers at that event, maybe 25.
Yeah.
And we know of others, you know, that weren't there. So this is a big and growing part of our economy.
Yeah. Well, what I want to do is take an early break here, and because I want to come back and talk about, here's the big thing, one of the things that are coming up is this possibility of the high-speed internet, the fiber optic. I want to talk to you about maybe the potential on something like this when it comes to business, when you're selling business. other businesses to come here. So we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your adult talk radio.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Join us for the 12th annual One Safe Place Walk a Mile in Her Shoes event at California Street Lab on April 13th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's right, Walk a Mile is downtown. Various downtown businesses have collaborated to bring you an event to remember. The walk will be followed with live music, games, art, beverages, and more. All donations will be matched dollar for dollar by the McConnell Foundation Challenge Grant to support One Safe Place Youth and Children's Program. Don't forget your heels.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Nothing yet. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. I can't think of another place in town I would go to buy a long gun or a pistol. Customer service is outstanding. Full line of accessories for anything you could possibly want. Classes on concealed carry, classes on home defense, all of these at Bastiani Arms. In veterans, you get a discount. located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, open Tuesday through Saturday. I'm here with Tony Giovanella and Todd Jones of the Economic Development Corporation, and we're talking about business. And we've had some really good news on how Reading has been recognized, and this area has been recognized internationally and nationally in magazines on places that you need to go to grow. You know, with the labor force, the cost of doing business here, all of that stuff, which is very, very positive. Another positive event was LA Flights. That came to fruition.
Yeah, we're about a month into it now.
How's that working?
It's working pretty well. So one of the most important things, one of the reasons why we went for LA service, or really an alternative to San Francisco, is that issue with fog and having to close down one of the runways causes a lot of cancellations. So I'm proud to say that since March 9th, we have not had one cancellation on the LAX service. So that in itself
wow,
is
that's
exciting.
Almost that's a whole month.
It is, and it's gonna. I think that's what we're gonna see.
I hope so.
We don't have those weather issues, right?
Well, now we're telling people that want to come visit and that, and say you guys can fly right in here and you can connect in LA, which is of course a major hub. Not that San Francisco isn't, but LA, you've got a better chance here, and you can come in and stay a few days and catch flight on the way out.
Right
back there.
Yeah, and it is wonderful. The flight time averages about an hour and 15 minutes.
Are you using really, jets? Real
yeah,
jets?
Yeah. It's the same 50-seater
yeah.
that goes to San Francisco. Our goal is to get those planes to the point where they're about 85 to 90% full. Okay.
How are they doing now?
Well, we kind of started at about 65%. We worked our way up to about 70%. And what's happened is we've started to decline a little bit over the last few days because the prices have gone up. Ever since the MAX, the 737 MAX, the 72 aircraft in the U.S. have been grounded, airfares everywhere have gone up. It's a supply and demand thing.
No, it's called price gouging.
Maybe, you know.
Well, I mean, wouldn't you say that? Okay, I'm just kidding.
You know,
all right,
everybody's trying to maintain their revenue, right? Nobody wants to fire people, even at the airlines, right? So, you know, they do what they have to do, and it'll affect their business one way or another. But
I guess
hopefully
it was
a temporary thing.
Of
right?
course, yeah. I mean, it's a good thing Boeing wasn't looking at putting a plan here, huh?
Right.
Okay.
You know, so ultimately, we need about 8 more people every day to get on that plane. Right.
All right. Well, you know what I'm thinking is that we need to go over to Bethel and tell them to have a couple more classes during the week. Or
they had a bunch of conferences stacked up this summer. So
oh, good.
I'm
that's
sure
gonna.
Have
oh,
a lot
you know
of
what? We're going to be at that 85%.
I think so.
You know?
I feel pretty confident.
And I didn't mean
that
in a bad sense about Bethel. Bethel bought into this, and because they have thousands of people traveling through here every year.
Right.
So,
but obviously, the whole business community and wherever it makes sense. People that are flying.
Oh no! When we leave next time, we're gonna go down. We're gonna use it to take go down there. Even though it costs more than driving. Well, by the time you factor everything in, probably going down to Sacramento it costs just the same.
Yeah, that's the key thing, right? Yeah. You got the fuel cost, the wear and tear on your car.
Well, it's the
high price parking.
Yeah, the parking and all that. Or you have to spend a night at somebody's hotel and it's a park and fly. But it's still by the time you add it up, it's just a lot easier just to fly right out of here.
Right, and who doesn't like walking 50 feet from the parking lot
to your
into
car?
The terminal.
Yeah, here we go. We're right, and it's not like this terminal strips you. And searches you, like some of the bigger ones. Come on. You know, once you get through here, you're on your way. Okay. That's good news, but we need to kind of like another 8 people a day.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Adam McElvain has, and we've talked about this several times, but now it looks like it's on the launching pad, or at least it's there where they can, they're going to be talking about it seriously, is the fiber optic cable. Your comments on that.
Well, high speed is good, and it's better for certain businesses that really require that. So companies that are in marketing, are in video production, are in software development, and they're moving big blocks of data around. It's really important. We had fiber in our other facility up off of Caterpillar, and we had a number of tenants who were there specifically for the speed. Some of those moved with us because, it depends on where their other offices or they live. You know, if you're in Palisadro and you have 6 meg, coming to our facility where you have 20 is still better.
Big time.
Right. But having 100 up which would likely be the speed of, you know, any downtown fiber or fiber anywhere, you know, can really help those companies.
It's like 10 times the amount you can get here.
It's not just the speed, too.
It's the cost.
It's the cost. I mean, I know Development Group, Jason Eamon's the founder of that. They're a big company down on Airport Road. They have a big facility out there. And don't quote me on this, even though I know I'm on the radio, but I believe he was paying somewhere close to like $4,000 a month.
Plus the cost to get it to your...
Just for the internet. And I got internet installed recently. I got cable installed at one of the buildings I manage because fiber was not available. And it was the original bill was going to be $65,000 for the install. And we were able to negotiate. We have lots of tenants there. So we were able to bring that installation cost down to zero. But for years, we weren't able to do it because the installation cost was extremely prohibitive. And then the monthly cost. And my father-in-law has lots of servers that are pinging places remotely over the world. And, you know, getting cable there with only about 15 to 20 up works. But if we were doing anything more, we would need a lot more speed. We would need fiber.
Well, but, you know, competition is good. And back at the city council meeting, I think it was in March of last year, the Spectrum Charter people had said, we're going to have 1 gig over coax in October. Mm-hmm. Now, supposedly that exists. I don't know why they haven't advertised it. And from talking to them, they say that service is available for about $125 a month. It's 30 up and, you know, whatever, high speed down.
Mm-hmm.
But competition is good, right?
Well, you know, the other thing some people argue is that why is the city going to go out and literally, because it's going to be like a utility, because it can run. They've already got the places to run it to. They've already got the tunnels and everything else they need, the pipes to put it through. So some people will say, well, now you're competing against local businesses.
Well, local businesses, you talk to someone like Andy Main with Shasta.com, he can't wait for this to come in.
I know.
Because it's not just REU is going to be, and I'm not exactly sure about all the technology or the terminology, but they'll be able to basically sell bandwidth. So Andy can put a microwave tower up somewhere downtown and stream it to someone that's not going to have the availability to get it right in the heart of downtown. So he can.
Andy's the one that gets our signal up to the mountain. Basically. And I would like to be able to do it. I mean, there's a lot of different ways, but the more bandwidth you have, the better it is. My sister, of course, and people are tired of hearing this, lives in Chattanooga, which is, you know, that they brought that in there, you know, purposely brought that fiber optic cable, the high speed one there. Business is just crazy there. Part of it, of course, is you're in Tennessee, there's no income tax, and their taxes are lower. The cost of business is doing, you know, there. But that cable had a significant impact on people coming in.
Yeah, and there's no one thing that does it, right? It's a portfolio of things that people look at. So, you know, having high speed, no matter where it comes from, is a feather in our cap, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay. Now, there's so many things going on, and so many of the buildings, so much stuff is being put up, so many stuff is being constructed right now. And we still haven't even, you know, we haven't even started some of them. You know, Bethel is going to build this huge, I don't know how huge it is, but it's going to be big.
It's pretty big.
And it's already too small.
Yeah.
So they're going to probably keep the Civic. Have you heard anything about any acquisitions of property around here? Like down there around the Civic and all that?
Well, if you look at some of the stuff downtown, you know, people are buying buildings downtown because they see where the current market rates are. They see all the stuff that's happening downtown and had the transition. I mean, downtown 3 years from now, it's going to be totally different. Amazing.
We live, of course, really close to downtown, and we're really looking forward to this.
Yeah, I mean,
there's so many things going on.
You look at, and I'm a little biased, Luke Miner is my brother-in-law, but him and his business partner, Eric Hyatt, bought the old Salvation Army building downtown on Pine Street. And if you've driven by there, you can see they're exposing the brick. So they're going to – I mean, the beautiful brick has been there for – I don't know how old that building is, but very old. And they're going to renovate that building, bring that brick back out, take those awnings down and some of the rock and make it a nice modern building. I don't know what their tenant situation is right now and bringing someone new in there, but just to
Salvation Army,
facelift.
There's a Salvation Army or something there. And they said, you know, they understand it and they're looking for a place right now. They were very, very complimentary to Eric and talking about how they're working with them. Okay, last question. We only got 2 minutes, so you got a minute to tell me. The marijuana industry, impact yet?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I would say that this development thing – with people buying buildings and improving them. Some of that is based on the fact that cannabis is driving up lease rates.
Oh, big time.
Making these things pencil out when they couldn't before. So, you know, whether you're for it or against it, this is a byproduct, more development.
I imagine the city council is really happy to see that front page story that Redding is a cannabis island between Oregon and Sacramento. I thought, I bet you Julie's happy with that one. So, but you're right, it's going to keep driving stuff up.
Yeah, I think a couple other retailers opened up, so that's just more potential for sales tax revenue to come into the city to provide services. So it's a kind of a win-win.
Yeah, you don't have to go as far to relax, huh, Tony? Hey, I'm here with Tony Giovanella, CEO of the Economic Development Corporation, of course, Todd Jones, who is the entrepreneurial director. And you know what? Thank you guys, because you're constantly working. You're constantly bringing things in here. And we just really had some good news today. I mean, today was kind of good about how Redding is perceived. You know, lots of people perceive us differently. But the truth is that we are on the upswing. We are in the growth cycle. So thanks a lot. Hey, tomorrow I've got an author on that wrote about the Titanic. The Titanic sunk on April 15th, 1912. And she wrote about it from a food aspect, but also on specific people that were on the Titanic. So I think it's going to be kind of interesting. Plus so much more tomorrow. This is KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Carl and Linda Bott. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.